Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Our boy Hoops Weiss is back on the bench. Dick Weiss, legendary college basketball writer. He also does stuff at Blue Star Media. And I always love having Dick on the show to talk about College Rack. How you doing, Hoops?
Hey, Scott. It's so nice to hear from you. How are you?
My man. So I was watching on Saturday. I was in Vegas, and I was there for the Super Bowl or whatever. I did a bunch of shows out there, and I was watching my alma mater. On Friday, we were making fun of Indiana. Someone told me, you know, they still have a shot at the tournament because they got games with Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, and Iowa all in Bloomington. And I said, they won't beat any of those teams. And then the very next day, they go to the Breslin and win in overtime over the Spartans. I almost fell over.
You know what? So did everybody else. I mean, this is a team that's really been ravaged by injuries. It's been beaten up. They're living off two stars, Langford and Morgan. They have bad mismatches without Davis in the lineup. But that was a huge win. And you know what? It's a win that Archie definitely needed. The last time they had lost seven in a row was 2011. I mean, and It was sinking badly. I mean, but that was a big win for them. And I don't know how many teams are getting into the Big Ten. I mean, most people still have the Big Ten getting as many as 10. If that happens, maybe they can work it out. But listen, my own opinion about this stuff is the fact that if you choose a conference to play in, you should at least have a 500 record in that conference or better to be eligible to be in the NCAA tournament. That would open the door for so many more teams that are probably deserving, that aren't in a power conference, to have a shot to at least play in the first round.
So you wrote about Dick Weiss with us at Hoops Weiss on Twitter. You got to follow him if you like College Rack and Blue Star Media. You wrote on Blue Star that you think the Knicks will legitimately tank the rest of the way for more ping pong balls and a shot at Zion Williamson, correct?
Yeah, you know what? It's scary, but that's what everybody, and you know as well as I do, it's what everybody in the city is talking about. I mean, just last week, the New York Post ran a back page picture of Zion and KD and Kyrie Irving wearing Knicks uniforms. I mean, this is what happens when you don't win a championship in over 40 years. You pray for the best. And right now the Knicks are playing like the worst team in the NBA. They're 10-41. They obviously cleared out a lot of cap space when they made the trade with Dallas. They have $75 million to play with right now. And you know what? Spin the wheel, take your chances, because things are not going to get better the way they are.
So, Dick, what do you think of I was looking at the story that you had on your Twitter at some point at the end of January. I'm going back to the kid Hernandez at Miami, the ruling against him by the NCAA. And then a lot of people reacted to it in the national media, and you had retweeted some stuff about it, about like the ruling that they made about this kid. He loses an entire year and 40% of another year. And a lot of people disagree with the ruling. How did you feel about it?
Well, as it turns out, it was probably less than $500 for a hotel room. If the kid pays it back, okay, you want to keep him out this year, fine. But, you know, add another 40%. I mean, you know, when you say there's mitigating circumstances, I just think that we're in a situation where there's probably a lot more kids getting paid by agents or shoe companies than we even know about, Scott.
What do you think of this Tennessee team, Hoops? They're really good, and you know, you watched them beat A&M, 16 straight wins, longest streak in the country. I mean, they moved the ball a lot. They had 28 dimes in that game. I love the ball movement.
I mean, 40 field goals, 28 assists, 64% from the field, five guys in double figures. They have two legitimate stars in Williams and Schofield, and they have a very good point guard in Jordan Bone. I have to say, I think this might be Rick Barnes' best coaching job ever. I know a lot of people want to reach back in the time warp and talk about the 2003 Texas team that he had that got to a Final Four. This team is playing really well. Just remember, it wasn't all that long ago. The beginning of last year, they were picked to finish 13th in the SEC. They not only get to the tournament, they get to the second round before they're upset by Loyola Chicago. This year, I mean, they've got good non-conference wins over Gonzaga and Louisville. I mean, they are unbeaten in the league. They have three games coming up before a huge game at Lexington on the 16th, and they're all winnable games. So they could go into that game with a 19-game winning streak playing against a team which is one of the three or four hottest teams in the country. That's going to be a monster game on that day.
What do you think of Kentucky and Louisville both playing really good basketball? Tonight, Louisville had a really big win, you know, on the road in Blacksburg. I mean, they really did hand it to Virginia Tech, and they did it with a lot of ball movement and some big outside shooting. They were hitting threes like no one's business. What do you think of those two teams, Louisville and Kentucky?
You know, I love the little kid McMahon, okay? When he was a senior in high school, he had no offers. Dick Vitale called Rick Pitino and told him about this kid and said, you have to take a chance on him. And Rick did. And as it turns out, he's turned into a terrific player for them. I also think that Chris Mack has done a really good job kind of turning this thing around. I mean, it wasn't like they didn't have good players, but he's getting the most out of them. They've been competitive in the ACC. I mean, look, a lot of people look at Virginia, they look at Duke, but, you know, Louisville, Virginia Tech are both very good teams, and I think that was a great win for Louisville tonight, particularly coming off the loss to Carolina.
And Kentucky, how do you like the way they've been playing ball lately?
I saw Kentucky play in the Bahamas this summer, actually, and I thought that they had enormous potential. It just took a while before Washington and Reed Travis kind of came to life. I mean, with those guys starting to really play well now and Hagen's really fitting in at the point guard and giving them a perimeter defender against most of the points that they play against, they are a markedly better team now than they were when they played Duke in the opening game of the season.
So, Hoops Weiss with us, Dick Weiss, the great college basketball insider. Do you think North Carolina is starting to play good basketball? They play NC State and Miami this week, and I saw NC State over the weekend. What, they have 24 points in a game? I mean, it was ugly.
I thought that was almost an impossibility with shot clock, but 24 points is makes you shake your head. And, you know, most people still have them in the tournament, but they have a couple clunkers like that and everything could change. I mean, I've never seen a game where a team scores 24 in a Power 5 conference.
How much do you think Nevada has improved from that deep tournament run last year? The fact that they're 21-1, they got Colorado State on the road in Fort Collins this week, and then they I think they play New Mexico at home on the weekend.
Look, they've got three guys who could be all-conference in that league. I mean, the Twins and Caroline, they're all really good players. I think Eric Musselman's done a very good job. I don't know that the competition in the conference is great this year, but just remember, this is a team that got to a Sweet 16 last year, came back from a 22-point deficit against Cincinnati in the second round to get to a Sweet 16. And frankly, we're right there with Loyola to the last 6 seconds. So, I mean, it's not like he doesn't have experience and his kids, kids know how to win. Anything's possible. I mean, you know, who would have ever thought we'd look at the West Coast and say, you know, and say the two best teams out there, neither one of them are from the Pac-10.
Were you surprised when Alford got fired?
No, I wasn't, because they had just lost four in a row. They were coming off a game against Liberty where they had 23 turnovers. You know, they still think that that Walton and Wooden are taking the floor. I mean, there, a lot of people are caught in a time warp out there. They expect them, they expect them to be in the Final Four, on a regular basis. But you know, I mean, he got them to three Sweet 16s, but he never got them over the hump.
Wow. So, what do you think of Virginia and Gonzaga? There they are again, perennially, always in it. They're always tough. They play at both ends of the floor. What do you think of the Cavs and the Bulldogs?
Well, I saw Gonzaga in a game where they lost to Carolina, but they didn't have Tilly. He makes a huge difference. I mean, they have two or three players that are going to play in the NBA. I mean, Hashimura and Clark and Tilly probably all make NBA rosters, so it's not like you're dealing with bad personnel. I mean, they're solid 1 through 5. And the other team you asked me about, I'm sorry.
And Virginia and Gonzaga.
Virginia, here's the thing. I thought Virginia was a one-trick pony last year that couldn't play. They couldn't get over to 70 in a big game, and it showed up when they lost to UMBC. But this team is much better offensively. They have three players who are legitimate All-American candidates, if you include Ty Jerome. I mean, they really got a lot of help when they got the kid Keys as a transfer from Alabama. Guy is having a spectacular season. And Tony Bennett is a very, very good coach. Next week, this weekend, they have Duke at their place. That will be a huge game.
Yeah, I like that kid Jerome. I think he's a badass. What do you think of the job Jay Wright's doing at Nova after he lost everybody? He's really, I mean, they're hot and they're playing good ball. Do you think they're legit?
You know what? I just saw them play the last two Sundays. I saw them beat the Hall 80-52, and they're much better defensively now than they used to be. If you think about it, their last two home games, they hold Miles Powell to 3 points, and then they play Georgetown, and Jesse Govan, who might be the best big kid in the league, shoots 0-for-9. This is a team that kind of had to reinvent themselves. I mean, they had two solid players going into the season in Booth and Pascal. But now their sophomores have really come to life. And just the other day, Colin Gillespie got 30 against Georgetown.
So on Saturday, how about this bet I made, Hoops? I was in Vegas and I bet on Bowling Green +8 against Buffalo at Bowling Green. And they came back from like 10 down to win that game. What do you think of those two teams in the MAC, Bowling Green, the Falcons, and the Bulls of Buffalo?
Well, I haven't seen that much of Bowling Green, but I have seen the Bulls, and I like the fact. I think the guy's a good. Nate Oates, a very good coach. He is making the most of the fact he's got four senior starters, and he has three players, Perkins and Massenburg and Harris, who are all capable of scoring 25 in a given game. I mean, they do have that bad loss to Marquette, but they did beat Syracuse, And I mean, you can make a case for them right now still being as good as any team in New York State.
I'll tell you what, watch out for Wofford, Hoops, and then Washington.
I love you.
You got to love Wofford, and Washington's playing pretty well in the Pac-12. People forgot that was even a conference. Hey, Hoops, I always love talking college rag with you. I'll catch up with you right before the tournament, my man.
Good to talk to you, Scotty.
All right, brother.
You have a good night, okay?
I love you, Hoops.
All right, pal.
All right, Dick Weiss from Blue Star Media. I love Hoops Weiss. He's my man. I used to go to the Big East tournament every year just to see him. You know, at the Garden, I'd always walk up to him and go, "I'm here today just to see you, Hoops." And he loves basketball as much as I do. I love watching college basketball. Did you notice how Hoops Carver High says he sees every team? He goes to so many games.
He watches every game.
All right, he's at every game.
He sounds like he's at every game, too.
He goes everywhere, and he sees everything. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent.
I saw him tweeting about Ivy League games the other day, too.
How about the Princeton Tigers at 4-0 in the conference with the gunslinger on the staff, Mafia? 855-212-4CBS.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.